Earlier this week, we learned that Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorison received a really cool opportunity. He's going to be teaching law at Florida A&M University, a law school located in Orlando. Unfortunately for us, that means he's going to have to be stepping down from the board. July 31st is the effective resignation date to move out of town. To talk more about that move, we are joined here in the studio by the commissioner himself, Mark Dorison. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I couldn't be any better. Good morning, Aaron. It's great to see you.
So tell us about, first of all, the job. It's a really cool opportunity. How did it come about?
Well, I had been thinking, you know, starting probably last winter about, you know, kind of just my future generally and what I wanted to do next you know, what I envisioned for myself over the next several years. I love the work I do. It's important work and being a civil rights lawyer is, you know, my destiny. I've been doing it since I got out of law school. But I've been doing the work the same way for a long time and started to think about whether there was another way I could make an effective contribution to the struggle. I've always enjoyed teaching. I've taught in clinics at Duke Law School and UNC Law School. I've taught a civil rights class at UNC for over 10 years. And wasn't really expecting anything to come up so quickly, but as I started thinking about the possibilities, I saw this position at Florida A&M, and it just seemed like really the perfect chance to do exactly what I would envision, which is, you know, getting a chance to be training the next generation of civil rights lawyers, being part of an HBCU that has an abiding commitment and mission to social justice. And so and they were looking for someone to become the director of their clinical programs and really take the program and build it out. And that just seemed like too good to be true.
Yeah. So this next question is a little bit loaded. You can take it wherever you want. But since our top story today is about UNC having trouble attracting top faculty, are you drawn to Florida A&M or drawn away from UNC?
Well, there's definitely a pull. I mean, I think that there's so much about this opportunity that made it unique and made it so appealing. You know, I love North Carolina. I love the state. Bronwyn and I have lived here for 30 years, and it's certainly, you know, we have a family in this community. But I can't say there hasn't been political disappointments over that time. So. This, you know, some people have said, why Florida? That seems like a much more conservative place.
I was going to say, there's disappointments in Florida, too. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. And so, I mean, there are challenges. I mean, I think if you want to do this work in a meaningful way, you go to the places where the need is greatest. And so certainly there's more of a push than a pull. It's hard to leave.
Yeah. Speaking with County Commissioner Mark Dorison, about to not be a county commissioner anymore, effective July 31st, right?
That's the last date. And yeah. I meant pull, not push. Sorry.
Yeah. So the last, I guess, month and change on the board, obviously it's still budget season, so you've got a lot of work to do there. What are you hoping to accomplish in the final couple of months?
Well, the budget is the biggest thing. We had a long meeting last night. It's the most challenging budget season since I've been elected, and was elected in 2012 with the pandemic. I mean, hopefully what I can do is working with my colleagues and with the other organizations and boards I work on to just shore up the goals and vision that we've established, and really hope and further entrench the commitments to racial justice throughout.
You've been a county commissioner for 9 years? I'm losing 5 years? 9 years? I'm losing count.
It was since 2012.
2012, so, that's what I thought, yeah. So talk about your accomplishments on the board. A lot has happened in the last 9 years. What are you proudest of?
Well, you know, it's always, I'm always a little bit humble to say I did this. You know, it's a board, it's an incredible staff. The things I'm most proud of certainly are finally bringing the full measure of justice to the Rogers Road community, making sure, you know, having the water and sewer and the community center established there. And I think what we've seen coming out of the results of that have been extraordinary, and the community center in particular, and the support that the community organizations there have had. certainly very, I'm very proud that we got the housing bond. You know, when that was originally being debated, that it was only going to be a school bond. And I helped push along again with community organizations and advocates for housing to include money in that bond. That was critical. I think more, you know, more specifically or more generally, I would say, has been really pushing the board to look at the work we're doing through a racial and, you know, social justice equity lens and making sure. And I wish we'd do better at that. You know, I think we're still struggling with the huge disparity in economic and wealth in our community. It's one of the biggest gaps in the state. We're still struggling with, you know, achievement gaps in our school systems. And we are still struggling with maintaining diversity. But those are, I think, at the forefront of all our discussions, which is an important change.
Speaking with County Commissioner Mark Dorison, and in addition to your work on the board, you've also, as a civil rights attorney, helped establish the Chamber Center for Civil Rights, and that's still going to be going after you leave. But what does it mean for the center, you going away?
Well, you know, my colleague Elizabeth Haddix and I established the Julius Chamber Center for Civil Rights after we got fired from UNC.
Right.
Then in 2019, the Chamber Center merged with the National Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under law, where now the regional office of Lawyers Committee. So that work is going to continue. I'm sure that they, you know, there'll be new lawyers brought into the regional office. We've been doing a lot of important work there. And it's a real testament to the national board and the lawyers committee to recognize that North Carolina is in many ways ground zero for civil rights. And so we've been doing a lot of important work in Alamance County, a lot of important work around Confederate monuments, around still involved in the Leandro case, which is still going on. We have some state constitutional challenges to bills that were passed a couple of years ago, one about municipal charters in Mecklenburg County, one about eliminating neighbors' ability to sue hog farms for nuisance. So, and of course, there's new legislation coming down the pike all the time. So I have no doubt that the Lawyers Committee will continue to be, you know, a leader in the civil rights struggle here in North Carolina.
I've always loved having you on the air because you come on to talk about county commissioner stuff, and then we end up talking about civil rights and all of the state level issues, and you're great on everything.
Oh, so, you're very kind. I don't know about that, but that's very kind.
So again, speaking with County Commissioner Mark Dorison, so turning back to the Board of County Commissioners, July 31st is your last day. What should people know about the process of appointing a replacement? How does that work?
It's mainly guided by state statute. The statutes will require the board to fill the seat within 2 months, so they'll have to have appoint someone by the end of September. There are two paths that the board can take, and that'll be a discussion that they'll have. One is, because it's a partisan position, my replacement has to be a Democrat. Because I am representative of District 1, the replacement has to be from District 1, which is really Chapel Hill and Carrboro. And so one path is for the county Democratic Party to make recommendations, which the commissioners can choose from or not choose from. The other path is to do what we've seen previously in this community when there's a vacancy, applications for people interested, and then an interview process and a selection process. Whoever does get appointed only serves till the next election, which would be in 2022. So, and then if, you know, they would have to run again.
Yeah. And your term ends in 2024. So would they run again for just the part two of that term?
I believe whoever gets a, you know, there would be an election. One of the seats would be for the 4 year and one of the seats would be for the 2 year. Yeah.
As you're preparing to step down, moving to Florida, leaving everything that you've accomplished in Chapel Hill, what are your final thoughts?
No, that's tough. I'm not sure I'm at the final stage yet. I will say it's
preliminary final thoughts.
It's been a very difficult decision. You know, I've been feeling very Hamlet-esque in the last few weeks. You know, and Bronwyn and I have really, again, built a great network of friends and people we love and care about. And so I'm excited that there are so many people who will continue to do this work here in North Carolina. And, you know, being in Florida, I sort of think of it as just another front, you know, it's not another beachhead in the front. And so look forward to building relationships there and keeping the ones here and sort of broadening the network, if you will.
And then last question, since you won re-election just last year and beat Penny Rich by like a tenth of a vote, have you heard from her at all? Has she texted you about
it? I have not. I sent her an email about the decision, and I believe she's the obvious choice to take to fill the seat. You know, she was certainly beloved by many of the voters, and you know, has the experience and background. I think it will be very hard for someone who's not been a county commissioner to jump in and try to get up to speed, you know, in a year. And then if they choose to seek re-election. So she would certainly be my top pick.
Last day on the job, July 31st, heading to Florida A&M to teach law there. County Commissioner Mark Dorison, thank you so much, as always, for being with us today.
It's always, it's my pleasure, Aaron. Great to see you.